welcome to episode 3 of Quizbees. We're back again with 5 more rounds of trivia for you all. So grab yourself a pen and a paper and let's get started.
Round 1 is general knowledge round with 5 questions and 1 point for each correct answer. So here we go. Episode 3, round 1, general knowledge round. Question 1, which country was the first to give women the right to vote in 1893?
Question number 2, which author wrote the book Matilda?
Question number 3, what is Jay-Z's and Beyoncé's oldest child called?
Question number 4, what is the chemical symbol for iron?
Question number 5, which Queen of England was executed for treason in 1536?
Now take a few seconds to wrap up your answers.
Answers to round 1. Number 1. Which country was the first to give women the right to vote in 1893? And the answer is New Zealand. Well, apparently the first signs of suffrage movement can be traced back to the French Revolution between 1780 to 1790. All those brave suffragettes who fought for women's equal rights have changed the face of gender equality.
Thank you to all the amazing women. We really appreciate your bravery. Moving on to question number 2. Who wrote the book Matilda? And the answer is Roald Dahl. It was published in 1988 by Jonathan Cape in London. And there's also a movie that was released in December 1996 that was directed by Danny DeVito.
Question number 3 was, what is Jay-Z and Beyoncé's oldest child called? The answer is Blue Ivy. Did you know Beyoncé has filed for her daughter's name Blue Ivy to officially be trademarked? How cool is that, eh? Well, on the other hand, I wouldn't expect anything less from Queen Bee.
Moving on to question number 4. What is the chemical symbol for iron? That's Fe. And it comes from the Latin word ferrum, which also means iron.
Question 5, the last question of this round, was which Queen of England was executed for treason in 1536? And the answer is Anne Boleyn. Anne was Queen of England from 1533 to 1536, and she was the second wife of King Henry VIII.
Okay, now moving on to round number 2, the reverse round, where the answer is actually a question. So this round is worth double points, as it only contains one question.
So today's reverse round, the word is gynoecium. If the answer is gynoecium, what is the question? You can pick one correct question from the following options. Option 1. What is the main ingredient in a grass fertilizer?
Option 2. What element gives amethyst the violet color?
Option 3. What is the female reproductive organ of a plant?
Option 4. What is the name of the second James Bond film?
Option 5. Which is William Shakespeare's longest play?
Okay, it is now time to reveal the question for the reverse round. So if gynoecium is the answer, the question is, what is the female reproductive organ of a plant?
So the male parts are called androecium. The word gynoecium, or some of you might pronounce it as gynoecium, comes from ancient Greek gyne, spelled G-Y-N-E, which translates to woman. Gynoecium, or gynoecium is the collective word for all female parts of flowers.
Alright, now moving on to round number 3. Is the easy round true or false? Each correct answer is worth 1 point. So let's get started. Number 1. Sir Paul McCartney's middle name is James. True or false?
Number 2. Lithium has the atomic number 17. Is it true or false?
Number 3. There are some wasps that make honey. Is it true or false?
Number 4. There are more than 100 bridges over the Amazon River. Is it true or false?
And number 5. No woman has ever set foot on the moon. Is it true or false?
Okay, here are the answers for round 3.
Number 1. Sir Paul McCartney's middle name is James. It's false. James is his first name. Paul is his middle name. So well done if you got that. He was the first Beatle to be knighted in 1997 in the honor of his services to music.
He totally deserves it. Well done, Paul. Oops, I mean James. Anyways, moving on to number 2. Lithium has the atomic number 17. It's false. It is number 3.
Number 3. There are some wasps that make honey. It's true. Certain species of wasp, like the Mexican honey wasp, do make a type of honey, but they only make enough for their own consumption.
Number 4. There are more than 100 bridges over the Amazon River. The answer is false. There are no bridges in sight whatsoever. Over the course of its 4,000 mile plus length, not a single bridge crosses the Amazon River, which is so fascinating, considering it is the second longest river in the world, which runs through 3 different countries.
I guess people just use boats to cross over then. Anyways, moving on to number 5. No woman has set foot on the moon, which is sadly true. Well, Valentina Tereshkova was the first woman to travel into space in 1963, but no woman has made it to the moon yet, and hopefully that will change soon.
Okay, moving on to round 4, connection round.
My favorite round.
So this round has 5 questions. Each correct answer is worth 1 point. There is a connection between all the answers. You just need to find the connection at the end of the round.
So question number 1. What was the name given to the project that created the first atomic bomb?
Question number 2. What is the everyday multifunctional tool used by the doctor in the British TV show Doctor Who?
Question number 3. What American monthly women, fashion and entertainment magazine was first published in New York on March 1886?
Question 4. There is a geothermal spa in the southwest of Iceland, located in a lava field. How is this tourist hotspot better known as?
Question number 5. What is the connection between the answers of this round?
Okay, here are the answers for round 4.
Question number 1. What was the name given to the project that created the first atomic bomb? The Manhattan Project. This project took place during World War II and it produced the first nuclear weapons.
Question number 2. What is the everyday multifunctional tool that was used by Doctor Who? It is sonic screwdriver. Those of you who do not know about Doctor Who, it is a British science fiction television program produced by the BBC since 1963.
Question number 3. What American monthly women, fashion and entertainment magazine was first published in New York on March 1886? It's the Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan is one of the best-selling magazines and is apparently directed mainly towards a female audience.
Number 4. There is a geothermal spa in the southwest of Iceland, located in a lava field. What is this place called? It is Blue Lagoon. The Blue Lagoon is one of the 25 wonders of the world, and it is one of the most visited attractions in Iceland.
Question number 5. What is the connection between the answers of this round? So we had answers like the Manhattan Project, sonic screwdriver, Cosmopolitan and Blue Lagoon, and they're all types of cocktails.
So what's your favorite cocktail out of these 4 you just mentioned?
Well, I'd pick them all if I could, but my favorite one is Blue Lagoon, and it's also one of the best places I've been to yet.
Okay, moving on to our final round, round 5, the mystery round. So today's mystery round is called Bunch of Fives. So this round has only one question and 5 answers, and each correct answer will give you 1 point. So for 5 points, do you know the nicknames of the 5 members of the Spice Girls?
Okay, and here's the answer to round number 5, the mystery round. So the nicknames of the 5 Spice Girls are Scary, Sporty, Baby, Ginger, and Posh. If you got all those correct, then give yourselves 5 points. So if you're wondering which nickname belongs to what member, I'm about to tell you. Mel B is known as Scary Spice, Mel C is known as Sporty Spice, Emma Bunton is Baby Spice, Jerry Halliwell is Ginger Spice, and Victoria Beckham is Posh Spice.
And that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you learned something new today.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at QuizBees, or if you have any suggestions or questions you want to send us, then you can email us at quizzesrule@gmail.com. So until next time, goodbye.
Bye-bye.